This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for December 29th, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. The Council on American-Islamic Relations is urging airline passengers, crews, and security personnel to avoid ethnic and religious profiling in the wake of the attempted bombing of a flight arriving in Detroit on Christmas Day by a Nigerian national. The call follows an incident 2 days later in which another young male Nigerian aboard Northwest 253 locked himself in a lavatory for an hour on Sunday. But this time, the passenger turned out to be a legitimate businessman who really was sick. A TSA screener panicked over what turned out to be a child's electronic toy, resulting in an evacuation of Santa Maria Public Airport last week. Operations at the airport were disrupted for almost 5 hours. Britain has displayed a vote of confidence in the Joint Strike Fighter program by budgeting for its third F-35B, despite the tight economy. Congress has extended the liability protections afforded to commercial space launch companies operating in the U.S. with FAA licenses. The provision had been set to expire on Thursday, posing a risk that more commercial launches would move outside the U.S. EAA says it will honor the 50th anniversary of the Piper Cherokee this summer at AirVenture 2010. A mass arrival is planned for Friday, July 23rd, ahead of the event's opening. A plan to reduce aircraft separations at Mumbai, India from 5 miles to 3 miles in an effort to solve the airport's chronic delays is drawing fire from controllers who say it could bring chaos. And onlookers marveled at the new waterfall inside Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport on Saturday. The bad news? It wasn't planned. Terminal C was closed overnight while the leaking pipe was repaired and the mess was cleaned up. Find more detail on these stories in text form at aero-news.net. Our long-form Aero News special feature and Aero Briefing are on holiday hiatus and will return this Monday, or sooner if there's big news. In the meantime, our 24/7 coverage in text form continues on the website. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.